Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
It's week one.
It's September 1st. Week one is upon us. I think I have a fantasy draft tonight. If you go on my Twitter, actually, shout out to Angry Mike, who's running this league that's drafting tonight. He started up a Subway Series fantasy football league, and he wants to split it between Yankees fans and Mets fans. He says he has two open spots. I don't know if we're lacking on the Mets fans. I think that's the case. We were, you know, not able to pull as many Met fans as he anticipated in to keep that even. But I think at this point with the draft going on tonight at 8, he's just looking for anybody to join, and we'll be off and running. So, yeah, time to lock in on Fantasy Pros, time to lock in on your fantasy teams, your upcoming parlays, your bets. And you know, I'm sure you got a little bit of that in on the weekend or over this weekend. On the college football slate, you know, Arch Manning. I just love that there was so much hype for Arch Manning. If you watch the college football, college game day intro, if you watch all the stuff about Arch Manning and like even leading up to this game against Ohio State, right? He said it. He's like, yeah, we got the red dot on everybody else. Like, okay, here comes Texas. Hook 'em. Here come the Longhorns. And man, they showed this cut of a young Arch Manning talking about wanting to play for Texas, and it's finally here. You know, the legacy of the Mannings, the next one in line, the next great quarterback. And it was a dud. Yep, it was a dud. The game was a dud. I was in LBI. I think we went to this tavern with this like backyard just because I was like trying to find a place that had the game on, had beers, had apps and stuff like that. And like we watched the first touchdown that Ohio State scored. I'm like, oh, this is going to be so lame. I'm like, football hype is back upon us. And you realize as much as we get hype for football, your fantasy team is going to lose week one. The team you root for is going to lose week one. You're going to lose $100, $200, $500, $1,000 or more. Call 888-GAMBLER, whatever the number is. You're going to be sitting there come Sunday night football like, that wasn't as much fun as I thought it was going to be. Football just comes with all of this like insane hype and then underwhelming returns. Archie Manning goes 17 of 30 with 170 yards, one touchdown, and now everybody, and I think he had a pick. Yeah, he did. He underthrew that like comeback route. Now everybody's talking about, oh, maybe he's a bust. Oh, maybe he's just a Nepo baby. No, that kid is legit. He's been in Texas for a long time. He's going to be fine. I don't know if he's going to be worth what everybody's talking about with the draft. Shout out to Positive Tommy. I think he had a take last week about the Jets tanking and drafting Arch Manning. Stop that. Even Arch Manning, the first one, you know, Peyton and Eli's dad, Cooper's dad, he came out and said something along the lines of, wanting his grandson to play for Jerry Jones. Wanting him to play for the Dallas Cowboys. And so when that trade came out over, you know, the course of Labor Day weekend, really the start of Labor Day weekend, forget where I was. I think I was in Ocean City by the time the news broke. And I saw the return. Cowboys received defensive tackle Kenny Clark and 2 first-round picks. And I'm like, it's not it. That's not it. And many people said, you just wait. I think it was Dez Bryant who had a tweet about, oh, Jerry's going to turn those 2 first-round draft picks into whatever number one pick to take Arch Manning next year. So I laughed. I laughed at all of that. I knew that wasn't the way it was going down. I said, yeah, Jerry Jones is going to package those 2 first-round draft picks for whom? One, Arch is probably staying in Texas where he'll be the man this year and next year, not going to the draft. And Jerry Jones signed Dak Prescott. Follow me here. All this is lining up. Right? So much so that, like, when asked about Micah Parsons and the money, like, Jerry Jones told the fans are showing up to his press conferences and his games and saying, we want Micah. And he tells his fans, don't you worry about it. I wouldn't worry too much about this whole Micah thing. Overplayed your hand, old man. You're so sure of things. You're so sure that everybody wants to be a Dallas Cowboy. That everybody wants to be at the star. Everybody wants to be under your roof. You don't win anymore. You don't win anything. Some guys just want their respect. Some guys just want to be paid what they're worth and not have to play this game under Jerry Jones. So in playing the game, here comes David Mulugeta. And we come to find out that, you know, the agent of Micah Parsons, who I told you guys is from Dallas, grew up a Dallas fan. Like, Micah and David, when he was drafted, right? You were so fortunate to get Micah Parsons. He fell into your lap in the draft. The Giants should have had him. And what do? When it's time to pay that man, you play all these games with him. What do? When it's time to pay that man, you know, you just drag your feet, but you already paid Dak Prescott. And when people ask, you say, hey, ask Dak. Dak is the highest paid man in the NFL. That looks bad on you. Dak Prescott was a 4th-round pick. Dak Prescott's a guy you should have locked up for nothing. But every opportunity you had, you franchise tagged him, extended him, had to extend him again, fumbled his contract, didn't believe in him, undermined him, traded for Trey Lance, changed coaches on him again. And so now Dak is out there as the face of the franchise. Dak has made his money, not just from Jerry Jones, but Sleep Number, all these type of insurance commercials, Lowe's, whatever. Of course, he's going to say, yeah, you know, glad that got resolved. The team is not better without Micah Parsons. The end. A 26-year-old generational talent that rushes the passer, that wreaks havoc on teams. You're not better losing that player. You're not better with Kenny Clark. You're not better with 2 first-round picks that nobody knows who those players are going to be. You'll probably screw that up. The Packers, though, they jumped on that opportunity. From what I read, the Packers were on it the whole time. From what I read, the Packers, they thought that this was a possibility. They saw it all the way through. You know why? Because the Packers, they've been to the playoffs the last couple years. The Packers, they actually drafted their quarterback, made him sit. Then once he proved it, they paid him. They've drafted a weapon for him this year. They feel like, you know, with some of the additions on their team, they're a Micah Parsons away from competing, and they might be. And Jerry Jones is already a laughing stock, and the Cowboys are already a laughing stock, where there are viral videos of women trolling their boyfriends or husbands with things, you know, about how long it's been since the Dallas Cowboys have won a Super Bowl. Oh, babe, I'm looking online for a VCR. What do you need that for? Oh, to watch the Dallas Cowboys last Super Bowl. Oh, if it snowed for 30 years every day in Alaska, wouldn't you predict this year that would happen again? Yeah, of course I would, babe. Well, that's the same thing as the Dallas Cowboys. They haven't made it to the conference championship. Like, the jokes write themselves. And now here's the last joke, right? Micah Parsons, and they can say whatever they want. I did see the report about Micah Parsons. He's dealing with an L4, L5 facet joint sprain in his back. May take an epidural injection prior to the team's opening game. He's going to play. He's going to dominate. He's going to play and help that team win. And Kenny Clark might help you. I don't know if he has a bounce back.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Those picks can't help you this year, though. You're going to lose opening night to the Eagles, who won the Super Bowl, right? Who have been to the Super Bowl and you know, won two Super Bowls and been to three since you've even sniffed a conference championship in your division. They're going to show you up on their ring night, on their banner celebration on Thursday. I think the spread is 7.5. Like, the jokes write themselves. And what it was for me was specifically the Packers. Right? If you're a Dallas fan, you remember the Dez caught it game. He did catch it. But that team of wasted talent, Romo, Dez, Witten, that team loses in Green Bay, and that was a team they thought could win it. With Dak and Zeke, who's now retired, and Dak's probably done in a couple of years. Dak's not going to win anything, man. He had his best year. He got paid for it. I don't see Dak Prescott. We'll see what he turns into this year. I just don't see Dak. He's older. I think he's done. I think this is going to be a mid-year for him. But his rookie year, when him and Zeke burst on the scene and you had the bye and the Packers come to town, you lose in the last seconds. Aaron Rodgers, that bad man that he used to be, finds Jared Cook down the sideline and then Crosby for the field goal to win it. And then in this Netflix doc, there is a promo of you shaking in your boots, saying, oh, what a hole. Oh, this one's going to hurt us. Yeah, it's going to hurt you forever. And that team that came into your building and blew you out, hung 40 on you, when you had won some like 13 games in a row in Jerry World, where as a fan, right, the fans were saying, oh, this Green Bay team, that's a soft landing spot. That's a guaranteed first round win. They're the youngest team in the history of the NFL to play in the playoffs on average age. Jordan Love's first playoff game, they ran the ball down your throat. Dan Quinn got out of town. You had no answers for them. Dak and CeeDee Lamb weren't on the same page. Micah Parsons did nothing. And that's the team you choose to give Micah Parsons to. That's the team that you choose to trade with, a team that has owned you, knocked you out of the playoffs, a team that is way closer to contending. Probably
when you're general manager, of which I am.
Yeah. Yeah. So maybe Jerry Jones needs to hang it up as general manager, but Stephen Jones is there. And for me, as a fan of the team that I chose when I was five, I'm good on that. I'm not tied to that. I don't enjoy watching them. I don't care when they win or lose. I don't wear their gear. I'm not going to the stadium. It's been 10 years since I've been to the stadium. And I feel bad because, as I mentioned, my mom is a Dallas fan because of me watching as a kid, and they were winning Super Bowls, and most kids are front runners. You want to roll with the winners. You latch on to a team. My sister is a fan. Even my cousin. My cousin made his son a Dallas fan. It all stems from me. Me being a young guy at five, wearing Dallas gear, growing up, playing football, repping the Dallas Cowboys. I have outgrown it. I have seen enough. And I won't mention all the other miscellaneous things that Jerry Jones has said. You guys remember. I remember Jamie Foxx caught something that he said. Go Google that. Jamie Foxx catching something on a live that Jerry Jones said. I won't even dip into some of the stuff in his personal life. It's just, you leave it at the football stuff. As a fan, I'm not making my son a Cowboys fan. As a fan, and specifically now a radio host on the Fan, there's no reason for me to root for the Dallas Cowboys. There's no reason for me to wear Dallas Cowboys gear. The last jersey that I bought, the last jersey that I actually purchased and have worn is a number 11 Micah Parsons jersey. And I think that's fitting. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. About to talk to some Cowboys fans, I guess. About to talk football. And we're getting ready here. You know, it's bottom of the ninth. Edwin Diaz on the mound. The Mets are up 10-8. We're getting ready here to take some Mets calls after this game, assuming that the Mets get this one done. Freddie's in Stafford, Connecticut on the Fan. Hello, Freddie.
Hey, Keith. A couple of quick things about the Cowboys. I've been a Cowboy for too long, all the way back to the 60s and 70s. Prayers to the Leroy Jordan family, obviously. He was the original linebacker back in the day when they had Willie Lanier, Dick Butkus, all those, Ray Nitschke, all those guys that stuck their head right in there and took a hit.
Yeah, I wonder how many other former Cowboys have passed. I wonder how many other former Cowboys they didn't honor. That's what I, you know, most people were looking at, like, hey, this is somebody that you're putting this post out about right now.
Correct.
And there definitely were some other guys in the past few years that they didn't post on social media when they passed. But thank you for that.
The other thing, you're 100% correct about Jerry Jones. He's a little bit too obviously into himself. He probably still regrets the party him and Jimmy Johnson had where he said, I could coach this team by myself. Mm-hmm. And one last thing on my way out, good luck for whoever you're going to root for, because you'll be just considered a bandwagoner, and it's not fair to you. You made your decision to leave the Cowboys alone. Good luck whoever you root for next. I got to let you go because obviously there's more callers.
Thanks for the call, Freddie. Yeah, I'm not going to be a bandwagoner. I'm just open for business, picking a new team. Doesn't mean I'm going to pick the team that wins the Super Bowl. The Eagles are out. There's a 0% chance that I pick the Eagles. If you listen to me at night, we've already started the process of elimination. There's no way I'm going to be a Taylor Swift fan. Not going to start rooting for the Chiefs. Not going to root for a team across the country if I'm talking about I haven't been to Jerry World in 10 years.
As a Jet fan, 2 years of misery.
Yeah, the Jets, to me, it's a hard sell. But I'm open for business. The Jets could hit me up, send me a nice couple tickets to the game, invite me through, show me.
they need the Devils playbook.
Yeah, the Devils are on it. Shots of the Devils. Can't wait to go to the Rock. The Devils knew what to do. As far as any team that I root for, I'm like, no one can ever top the Devils.
Throwing jerseys on the floor in there.
Like, the Devils brought me in and treated me like a king in 2023, like right out of the gate. No, 2022, right out of the gate. And it's like, No one, I can never enter the first time in an arena. There it is. Edwin Diaz gets right, gets it done. And the Mets win. See, told you. They rise to the competition. See, told you. When there's a good team in front of them, they put up 10 runs. See, Juan Soto's unlocked. Get him into a postseason type environment against a first place team on the road. He answers the bell. He carried today, put the team on his back today. They were able to overcome Sean Manaea today. How many more times do you want to make those guys do that heavy lifting? 888-808-1019. Let's talk to another Cowboys fan, I think. Rick is in Morristown, New Jersey. Rick, you're on the Fan.
Yeah, you got that right. Listen, I can understand the frustration of being a Cowboys fan. I've been one for God knows how long. I'm 60 years old. I've seen some of the good and the bad. But I'm not leaving the team. Good luck, man, with that. I just, when I see guys say that, I mean, you could do the same thing with the Yankees, no?
No, way different. The Yankees are in the World Series last year.
They haven't won in a while. I'm a Yankee fan.
Yeah, but I got to go to the World Series last year. The Yankees were in the World Series last year. The Cowboys haven't been to the conference championship since 95.
I was at Game 6, 1977, pal. Okay. I've been at a few other games as well.
You're a Yankee fan?
But I can tell you this. Oh, heck yeah, man. Big time.
So you're a Yankee fan, Cowboy fan from the 70s,
yeah,
right?
Like
you watched those teams be good back then. You don't see the difference between the two in present day?
Well, the big difference is that they had a system that they ran. They had Tom Landry, who created the team, ran the team for a long time. Tex Schramm basically wanted to sell the team for the owners, and he did, and that bottomed out. And it's probably going to happen again. They'll bottom out after they sell the team. Because I don't think Stephen Jones is going to own the team once his dad passes.
What do you mean? They'll always. The Joneses will always own the team. Thanks for the call, Rick. 888-808-1019. If you're just tuning in now after the Mets win. You know, we're talking about the Dallas Cowboys. I grew up a Cowboys fan. They no longer serve me. My mom says she's going down with the ship. She literally texted me. She said, I'm listening. I will go down with the ship. Like, just that phrasing alone, I'm not going down with anybody's ship. I'm not going to drown on behalf of Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones wouldn't put me on his yacht to save my life if I was out in the ocean and he was floating by. Remember Jerry Jones had the pandemic draft from his yacht just to flex on everybody again? Like, I have a yacht.
Well,
I have a yacht that COVID doesn't exist on.
Well, to be fair, I mean, if Steinbrenner or Steve Cohen had a yacht, they wouldn't pick you up either. To be fair.
Like, listen, you don't know anything about my relationship with Hal. I don't speak on it because, no, I'm just kidding. I do get really upset when people are like, I don't ever see Hal Steinbrenner at the game. I'm like, I know where he is. He's not trying to be on camera, but he's there. I know exactly where he is. Anyway. Your thoughts? You see I got the paper because we're going to the read.
Yeah, no, I thought you were doing the read. That's all.
I am going to do the read, but you mentioned that Hal might not stop for me
saying,
about
it. Hey,
somebody might say, Hal, that's Keith out there. We might need that guy. Just say, so, yeah, go get him.
We might need that guy.
We
like
might
that.
Need that guy.
You're in the we conversation with Hal Steinbrenner.
Whoever else is sending the message to Hal Steinbrenner on the yacht, they're saying Keith McPherson's worth saving. Go get that guy. Jerry Jones is saying, excuse me, who? Mm-mm, we don't need anybody. All we need is Jerry Jones. When you see that star is me.
There is a part of me, real quick, there is a part of me that, like, hopefully he gets another title before he, like, gets off the earth.
He doesn't deserve one. He's made too many deals with the devil. He doesn't deserve one, and he doesn't make the right moves. Like, I don't have the time to go into the mistakes. Just talking about Dak, the amount of money you wasted in Dak Prescott. Talk about the stupid draft moves you made. I mentioned Trey Lance. I don't know how many times on the Fan I talked about you needed a running back. Trey Lance could have been Braylon Allen, Bucky Irving. You traded a fourth-round pick for Trey Lance. He's now the backup on the Chargers. That was a waste of a pick. You could have drafted your next running back then.
It's weird. As like
you're about to start Javonte Williams.
As an owner?
You got Miles Sanders in your running back room.
As an owner, I think he's like a tremendous sports owner because he shells out the money. He wants to win.
How come he didn't shell out the money to Micah Parsons?
He shells out the
money. Because of his podcast.
He offered him a lot of money. Micah Parsons didn't agree to it, right?
Yeah, but you know what? Why does a guy like Michael Parsons get treated like everybody else, from the Zeke to Dak to CeeDee Lamb? We just saw it with CeeDee Lamb last year. Man, pay these guys. The money is nothing to you, but it's always a power struggle. It's egotistical. It is always this, I'm Jerry Jones, and you should be kissing the ground that I walk on, that you're a Dallas Cowboy.
It's almost like he is the last type of that owner that's like the player empowerment stuff that happened a while ago.
Sure.
He doesn't care about player empowerment. He's like, you know what? I'm offering you $120 million, and you're saying no. That's not my fault.
Yeah, but like at the same time, you got to have some respect for people. You got to have just some common decency. I don't care how rich you are. You know, the whole phrase of treat the CEO like you treat the janitor. Like, you got to be able to shake somebody's hand, look somebody in the eye, and throw all that other stuff out. And I felt like he disrespected Micah by trying to do that wink, wink, handshake contract with him supposedly last year and cut out his manager. And this David Mulugeta cat is not one to play around with. And they played around with this man, and he literally orchestrated the trade to the Packers and the immediate signing. And Jerry Jones looked stupid until further notice, but he's continuously looked stupid. The Cowboys are clowns. That's why I'm not putting on any Cowboys gear, because I don't want that. I don't even want that for my mom. But my mom, I guess she's with it. She's ready to take the smoke. If you wear Cowboys gear in the state of New Jersey, especially right now, with Jackson Dart and what the future's looking like for the Giants, you got to hear it. And I don't want to hear it. Filling in for Evan, Tiki, Tommy, and Sean on this Labor Day Monday. If you're watching on YouTube, yes, we are streaming live on WFAN's YouTube channel. People are in the chat. A lot of them are talking. The last guy I interacted with, shout out to Pablo Barbarossa, who's a Buffalo Bills fan. And with me being an NFL free agent and me watching Hard Knocks, and seeing that new stadium they're building up there, I'm like, they are a New York team. The Buffalo Bills. Nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills. And how full circle would it be if I become a Bills fan? When I chose the Dallas Cowboys, it was coming off the Super Bowl where they beat the Bills and they put up 50 points. I see the light at the end of the tunnel in all this. I see where I'm potentially headed now. Danny's in Yonkers on the fan. What's up, Danny?
Hey, Keith.
Hey, you there?
Hey, man. So, all right, you are probably my favorite host on New York sports radio, but I got to call you out, man. You're a fraud. As a 35-year-old Jets fan with the worst owner in all of sports, you can't switch up on your team, man.
Okay, hold on. That's so we're about the same age. How did you become a Jets fan?
Misery, I guess. I
no, 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 no. Was there a game you watched, a game you went to? Was there a relative, dad,
my
brother?
My uncles are huge Jet fans, and I was still very close with them, but I grew up very close with them.
Okay, so you inherited that. You know what I would have inherited? If I inherited my dad's team, my uncle's team, I would have been a Dolphins fan. Would have been even worse. I chose the misery of being a Dallas Cowboys fan on my own, honestly, because I was a young front runner. What 5-year-olds do you let make business decisions? You don't. Now I'm thinking about it, I should have never made that decision. I should have never been allowed to make that decision.
Well, I'll say one thing. Also, like, my mom was a huge sports fan, and I had to root for the opposite of whatever she liked. So she liked the Yankees, I liked the Mets. She just to make the house a little more fun. But, maybe I should have went with her, but
was
been
a football
Giant
team?
Fan, but I don't know. She was a Giant fan, so, you know,
okay.
I had to go.
But they're not really rivals. They just are in-state rivals. It's not division.
Yeah. Not real rivals. But as a Jets fan, I'm a weird New Yorker.
It was family.
To the other New York teams.
Yes, you inherited that fandom. Thanks for the call, Danny. I'll be a fraud. But as I talk about, right, I was a fraud front runner as a child. So why can't I be a front runner as an adult and go run with the winners? Everybody wants to roll with the winners. RWTW. I want to roll with the winners that do things right. That do right by the players that they draft and pay. And do right by their organization and their fans. And they win consistently. I love football. I could just be an NFL fan. I've said a bunch of times I'm going to be Rob Lowe. I'm going to get me one of those NFL hats. I'll just be a Goodell fan. Who's your favorite team? The Shield. I root for the Shield. I root for my fantasy team. I root for my parlays. I don't have to be attached to Jerry Jones. Because you know what? It does look pretty stupid. For me, personally. I remember, you know, Spike Eskin, when I came into WFAN, Spike being from Philly, an Eagles fan, and being here in New York, he kind of knew. He's like, you don't have to tell anybody who you root for. You can just come in neutral. And I'm like, Spike, I think there's too much out there on the internet. My friends know, my family, people know. Someone's going to call. If I try to play it down the middle and act like I'm not a Cowboys fan, I'll be exposed. I don't want that. Now I'm being honest. Now I'm giving you the truth. I'm done. I'm a free agent. I can't wait for this football season. You know who I'm rooting for? I'm a Red Zone fan. My favorite player is Scott Hansen. I'm not doing this. I don't have to do this. I don't go to the stadium. I'm not wearing the gear. Sports are entertainment. It's supposed to be fun. I'm a free agent, baby. The NFL is different than all these other sports. Like, you know, we had the caller a couple callers ago try and compare it to the Yankees. Oh, the Yankees don't win anything anymore. What are you talking about? I've been to a bunch of Yankees postseason games over the years. I was just at the World Series last year. Okay, they lost. That's not like the Dallas Cowboys being one and done. Baseball is different. Baseball is so regional. I feel like to watch 162 games or 100 or 140, whatever it might be, you got to latch on to one team, a regional team. And there's so many damn games. You should root for a team that you can drive to the ballpark at least. Football is different. Sunday comes.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real life moments. Maurice's.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm locked in on all those games. There's so many ways to watch all of the NFL games now, not just Red Zone, but you can literally stream all of the NFL games. There's so many things to follow now. Like, these kids across the country are fans of teams that they're nowhere around because it's easier than ever to stay up on these teams. Why did I become a Dallas Cowboys fan? They were on the TV. When I was that little, there was no cell phone. There was internet, but it was like, it wasn't the internet and the apps and the stuff that we have now. There's no streaming. The Jets weren't good. The Giants weren't good. They were putting the Cowboys on TV all the time. They were Americana propaganda in commercials. The Triplets, Troy Aikman, Michael Irvin, Emmitt Smith. They even got primetime Deion Sanders. As a kid, how could you not want to be down with them? As a grown man, I've outgrown them. Kareem is in New Jersey on the Fan next. Hello, Kareem.
I just spent 13 minutes listening to the dumbest sports talk radio take I have ever heard in my life. You're not a Cowboys fan. And Cowboys Nation would be better off without you, to be honest. Because you sit in New Jersey where you see the Giants got rid of Saquon Barkley, which was the dumbest move in all of sports.
Well, they didn't trade him.
Compare that to Michael Parsons.
They didn't trade him.
You spent the last 13 minutes talking about the Cowboys, how horrible they are. Why are you a fan? Leave. We don't need you. Have a good day.
Where are you from, Kareem? You're in New Jersey listening to me on the Fan. You're one of those people that I'm talking about that you got to deal with the smoke now. And I'm not going to call you any names. I'm not going to say anything about you. I don't know you. I'll never see you. You'll see me and you'll point to me like, that's him. I won't know who you are. But if you're a Dallas Cowboys fan, why are you so proud? Who made you the captain of the Cowboys fans to kick me out? I'm already out. I told you I was out when they lost to the Packers. I took my jersey off at half. I went to go pick up my burritos, my tacos, my Mexican takeout order. I remember my mom saying, you taking your jersey off? I said, yeah, I don't want anyone to see me like this. I won't even step out in public. And I haven't put any gear on since. I'm out. So you can't kick me out. You're just mad. You're just mad because you're stuck with it, right? You got a Cowboys license plate. It says DC4L. You can't get rid of it now. I can get rid of it. I'm just publicly saying it on the airwaves, on social media. I'm a public figure, and I don't mind saying it. It's well documented how I was driven to this point. It's well documented how I got here. I think it's logical. It's not dumb.
I guess what Kareem, I think, is saying is, why aren't you taking this tact with the Yankees, right? Like, what would make you not become a Yankee
fan? Didn't he mention the Giants and Saquon Barkley?
Well, that, I think that was comparing.
Saquon signed as a free agent. And I saw people comparing that, like, oh, this is the biggest swing since Saquon Barkley to the Eagles. But the Giants didn't trade Saquon. They should have traded Saquon. They didn't trade him to the Eagles. He signed with the Eagles.
Right. I guess what he meant is, what's the difference between the Cowboys and the Yankees for you as a fan?
It's completely different. Like I just said, just go to last year. They were in the World Series. They got there. And that drought was only 15 years for appearances. The Cowboys are in a 30-year drought. Also, I stay in Hoboken, Jersey City. I could drive to Yankee Stadium with no traffic 37 minutes. I can't drive to Jerry World. I got to book a plane, a hotel. I'm not doing that. I literally boycotted since then. Like, I remember saying through 2016, 17, 18, 19, I'm not giving Jerry Jones another dollar. After I went out there for the last time, I'm like, they don't deserve it. They don't deserve my hard-earned money. I'm not going back out there paying Jerry Jones because all they do is fold, whether it's the 49ers knocking them off or whomever. All they do is fail and embarrass you. And every time something happens with the Dallas Cowboys, my phone blows up. I got to answer for it. I don't have to answer for it anymore. Tom is in Cranford on the Fan next. How you doing, Tom?
Hey, no, I'm totally with you. Absolutely. I'm done. I grew up in New Jersey, moved to the Philadelphia area for a while, have a 23-year-old son who's a Cowboys fan, which is almost impossible to keep between New Jersey and Philly. But he's still with them. I'm with you. I'm done. This is it. I've said that before, but like, this is it. I'm done. Like, Jerry Jones, until he's gone, you know, for whatever reason, whether he's under
the
ground.
He's going to live forever. That guy's going to be 105.
Yeah, I know. That's the sad thing. But, yeah, I mean, I grew up a Cowboys fan. I'm 55. I've seen good and the bad, like other people have said. So, but it's been way too long. It's just been heartbreak after another.
We go through enough pain and misery and unfortunate things in life. Sundays are supposed to be fun. Fandom is supposed to bring you joy. They don't bring you enough joy, you know, beating the Commanders once in a while. They don't bring you enough joy. Like, they'll find a way once a month to lose to someone that they're supposed to beat, like the Browns or the Cardinals or something. I'm with you, Tom. I'm done. I don't have to do it. Now, here's something that I do say on The Fan a lot. Stay down till you come up. Yeah, I've come up with enough reasons to not wear any Cowboys gear, not ever root for the Dallas Cowboys again, not put that evil on another family member. I'm sorry. I apologize to my family. They all, hey, you guys go down with the sinking ship because you think there's some type of blind loyalty that you're supposed to pay to Jerry Jones. That's exactly where he's got all these fools. There was a video I sent to my sister and my mom, and it was someone trolling Cowboys fans at the stadium at the preseason game, basically going up to random Dallas Cowboys fans and asking them about a player who didn't exist, asking them about what they thought about this player. And I said to my mom and my sister, I said, that's exactly what Cowboys fans are. They're frauds. So if I'm a fraud for realizing the error in the owner's ways and how many years over and over again, fool me, can't fool me again, and I'm getting off the ship, as I told you, I was off the ship two seasons ago, I'm not a fraud. I can tell you about the team. There are fraud Cowboys fans that show up with sparkled Cowboys hats and boots and jerseys. There are guys in there, you know, they're rocking their Marion Barber jersey and they're proud as hell. They don't know anything going on with the team. They don't know why the team is in cap hell. They don't know why the team couldn't just pay Micah Parsons and had to trade him. They don't know why Deron Bland, who missed a ton of time, just got cashed out, got paid. Why they paid Trayvon Diggs. Trayvon Diggs is Micah Parsons' right hand man. We're not turning this into a Dallas Cowboys show. I think I've stated my case. I'll continue to let you guys try to counter. Now, you can be mad. You can be aggressive. You could say I'm a fraud. You could kick me out. But you can't kick somebody out that's already out. You basically kicked me out of the Dallas Cowboys fandom. And for 2 years, I've been telling you, I'm done. Swami is in Brooklyn on The Fan next.
Oh, man. Hey, kids. How's your boy, man? All good?
Oh, he's amazing. Now that he met Blippi, shout out to the Mets. First class organization. Good. Came to our section, good. Brought us downstairs to meet Blippi. Amazing.
Good. I'm glad your child is good. You're good. How the hell can you say you're walking away from a team, man? You cannot do that. You simply cannot.
Why not?
Do that.
Why not?
How could you?
No, I already
you're on
did.
Sports radio?
How? Yeah, that makes it even better. I'm doing it publicly with no shame.
No, it makes it even worse.
I'm breaking comical. Ground. If you want to go somewhere you've never gone, do something you've never done. I've never walked away from a team. And I'm walking away from a team that I rep from age 5 to 35.
Does it not hurt? Doesn't it hurt to
no,
walk away?
No, it's honestly a relief because I cleaned out my closet of all that Cowboys gear, and I'm like, wow. I almost did that in 2019 when they lost to the Eagles, and I'm like,
okay.
Almost some all 6 right. years later, right.
See,
here we are.
I could never do that.
What
and
team
my
you root for?
Team stinks. Ah, Redskins fan, but, you know.
Commanders.
We all got
yeah,
our problems.
I mean, just with the name change alone, you could have dropped them. They gave me an out right there. I root for the Commanders.
Yes,
I Listen, used to root for the Redskins.
When
these
they
are
changed
not the, same.
The names, right, when they went away from the Redskins, Keith, I told my two boys, I said, if you want to change teams now, you can. And they said, no, we're not changing teams.
Yeah, because then you end up with Jaden Daniels.
So what? There's yeah, that's not a bad kind of offset, is it? Yeah.
And so, where are you from?
Hey, man, I love you. Thank you for...
are you from New
I'm
York?
Sorry?
You're from New York?
No, originally I'm from India.
Okay. But like,
and when I came here, I'll tell you how I like them, that Washington team. I like their helmets and their uniforms, and I stuck with them since 1980.
Yeah, but see, that they had some teams back then. The Hogs.
Yeah, but we didn't have regular TV. Remember now, there was only channel 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever it was. There was nothing.
Right.
We didn't get NFL games.
Well,
right?
I guess you were reading the newspaper and catching whatever highlights you could. And
yeah.
Did you go to any
page
games back
page.
Then? Did you make the trip down there?
No, the first game I ever went to was the last game at RFK Stadium.
Oh, well, they're building them a new stadium, so you stay down with that team. Thanks for the call, Swami. I'll say this. Like, I'm giving you my origin story as well. As I see my young 2 years old and 4 month old, you know, about to be 2 years and 5 months old child, I'm like, would I let him make a decision, a forever decision, at 5, at even 6? No. 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 And then as you talk about how technology has changed and how I just was telling you how you can go get NFL Plus. You can go whatever team. If you are a Minnesota Vikings fan in New Jersey and you don't want to miss a J.J. McCarthy start, there's a way for you to put your email and credit card in, and you can stream every Minnesota Viking game on your TV now. You couldn't do that 10, 15, 20 years ago. There's nothing stopping you from being a fan of whatever team you want to be a fan of. It's easier than ever now. It is easier than ever for you to walk away from Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys. They've made enough money being bums. Out on Staten Island, Van, you got it next. You're on the Fan.
Hey, how you doing, Keith?
Good, good. How are you?
I don't know if you remember, but I think like a week ago, I asked you if you want to become a Texans fan.
Yeah, I don't know if I would do that either. I like their team, but like, there's nothing pulling me to Houston, Texas to rock with D'Amico Ryan, C.J. Stroud, Nico Collins. They got a nice team, but I'm not latching on them. There's nothing there. There's nothing there to pull me in.
I mean, you're already a Texas fan.
Nah.
So you might as well stay
in state.
A free agent.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's easier to be a free agent to go from Dallas to Houston.
Nah,
you know what
I mean? It's a long flight still. The next team I pick is going to be closer. Like, the Baltimore Ravens are up there as well. I could drive there. I've been down there. I've been to Camden Yards. It's not far.
Yes, I'm actually going to a Ravens game later this year.
So it's amazing. Their game day atmosphere, tailgates to, you know, in-game, fire. I could get down with that.
Yeah, that's not a bad choice. But speaking of Houston and the Yankees, I believe this coming series
with three in Houston coming up, yes, sir.
I believe like this is gonna show us why we rather. I feel like I'm more confident in the Yankees winning away at Houston than playing Houston at home.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Van. I don't know. I'm not confident at all. At least they won't see Hunter Brown this time. Did you guys see former Yankee Oswald Peraza took Hunter Brown deep? I don't know if you guys are paying attention to Peraza-Palooza on the west side, but Peraza's getting a chance to play for the Angels, and he's helping. Anyway, the probables for this upcoming series, Yankees in Houston versus the Astros, as we're talking about the Cowboys. The Yankees said, Cowboy up. We are going to travel from the south side of Chicago to Houston, Texas in our Cowboys gear. And I'm like, I don't know if Trent Grisham sparked that because he's from Texas. But all these guys cowboyed up with Cowboys hats and shirts tucked into their jeans and boots on. I hope it helps. So here's the probables coming up. First, we'll see Framber Valdez versus Max Fried. Max Fried has been going good. Max Fried has been going back to where he was. Like, Max Fried, keep it up. And that's at 8:10 p.m. tomorrow. I'll be on the Fan right after. 8:10 p.m. on Wednesday. It's Jason Alexander versus Will Warren. The will to Warren. Will Warren, hold it down. Maybe. I don't know. Jason Alexander was the guy that came here and turned into Justin Verlander. Do you guys see Justin Verlander still cooking? He's the guy that turned into Justin Verlander in Yankee Stadium. I think he was no-hitting the Yankees. And then last but not least, on the getaway day game at 7:40 p.m. this upcoming Thursday, where we'll be getting ready to watch Saquon Barkley, A.J. Brown, Jalen Hurts, Devontae Smith, and the Philadelphia Eagles smack the Dallas Cowboys. First-year head coach Brian Schottenheimer. Whoa, he's going to be in over his head at the link. We'll be getting ready to watch that as Christian Javier faces off against Carlos Rodon at 7:40 in Houston. So, looking forward to it. Prove me wrong, Yankees. Make me a believer. I'm a Yankee fan for life. That's never going anywhere. And you can't compare that to the Dallas Cowboys outside of, obviously, there are a lot of Yankees-Cowboys fans from the 70s when both were winning, from the 90s when both were winning. But, like, the Yankees, they advance in the postseason. The Cowboys don't. You know, the Yankees got back to the World Series last year and have a chance to get back there this year. Don't let anybody tell you they don't. The Cowboys don't have a shot. They don't have a chance. They just traded away their best player on defense, maybe the best player on their team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.